You've been in the thick of it.
In the hurricane?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Irma's coming, and then Jose now too. So.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're going to Florida.
Oh yeah. So.
State sucks anyway.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dad Podcast. We return to your regularly scheduled... Actually, this is not regularly scheduled. I'm a big fat liar, Biffle. Guys, this is episode 49, and yes, we're releasing it on a Tuesday, but yesterday was Labor Day, you dumb. Come on.
Yeah, I had a lot of grilling to do yesterday.
Yeah.
And a lot of eating, so I could not take the time out of my day to do this stupid, worthless... podcast.
And like we explained last week, sometimes and probably lately, things are going to be a little different. Our upload schedule is going to be a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, no one really gets that, I guess, because it's starting to wear me down, okay? Listen, if you listen to the podcast, I don't want you to text me I don't want you to text me when it doesn't come out in the morning, because it's going to come out. All right. So there's like four people that religiously
Doug
text me. Yeah, Doug, you motherfucker. You mother hugger. They're like religiously text me if it's not out in the morning on Monday, and they're like, yeah, well, I was gonna listen to your shitty podcast that I hate, but it's not. And I'm like, okay, you're right. It is shitty. I also hate it, but we're recording it today. So
yes. Guys,
be odds, out on lunchtime. Odds are
they're going to be out on Mondays, but they're going to be out in the afternoon. Not when you wake up. Okay. Sometimes on Christmas morning, you have to go to the relative's house for a while. And you have to open their presents, and those presents are called life. And you know, you're not always wanting them. They're not always the best, but you have to open them. You have to put on a smile. You gotta brave the day. And then sometimes you get to come back home, and then guess what's waiting for you? More presents.
And better presents.
Better presents. And we're those better presents. And this wouldn't be an episode of the Dad Podcast if we didn't fight with our fans for the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
So fuck you guys. Just kidding. Man, also, fuck our fans.
Man. Fuck this. I don't know where I thought that was going.
Chad's wearing a gray tank top. He's got some stubble going on, and his hair looks real good. What a handsome baby boy. Yeah, it's got that, like, just woke up, ran my hands through it, but, like, intentional look. Like, if I was a woman and you were in the club, I'd pounce on that peen.
Wow. Thank you.
I like recording in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Yeah.
I might still be drunk from last night, though.
Oh, fuck. Well, there's that. Well, get used to this. Don't get used to this hair, because I'm getting a haircut this week. But I wanted to say, speaking of the better gifts that are at your house when you get home after the residence, I got a pretty good gift this week.
Tell them who got you that gift, baby boy.
Yeah, so, you know, it just took some mild nudging on Twitter. But if you guys listened to last week's episode, you're probably familiar with a company called BioBidet, who sent Cameron a nice bidet topper. So the Dad Podcast tweeted out, and they were like, hey, really good shout out to Bio. But actually, I tweeted this, and it was like, hey, really good shout out to Bio Bidet on the newest episode of the Dad Podcast. And then I quoted that tweet, which was my intention all along. And I said, yeah, good shout out. Hey, Bio Bidet, just so you guys know, there are two dudes that do this podcast. And so then they tweeted me, and they followed me, and then they DM'd me and said, we talked a little bit. And your boy finessed a sponsored Bile Bidet topper as well. So I got it in the mail. I just have not used it because I'm afraid to hook it up. But there is that. So we're sponsored. Bile Bidet has sent both of us the what model did you get?
A3. The A3 and a couple of poop emoji stress balls.
Yeah. Those are by far my favorite part.
You know that their name is Deuce, and I got two of them, so it's a little deuce action.
Just get on the shit train. Deuce.
Deuce.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, Cameron, speaking of
shit trains,
how'd that go for you? Have you hooked it up?
No,
you...
I still need to hook it up. I had a really busy week.
So you're lazy too.
Oh, I'm very lazy, but I did open the box and I looked at it, and it's going to be super easy.
Oh,
I just need to do it. But yeah, guys, and Bile Bidet did not ask us to talk about this, honestly, which is weird. They wanted to introduce us to the world, and we wanted to help them out a little bit. So if you would like to try the exact same model that we have, it's the A3 model, and it fits on any toilet, and I really think you should. And you can find that at biobidet.com. It's just $60 to change your life. Only $60 to change the way you rinse out that brown eye of yours.
Yeah. It sounded like a really fucked Mazda commercial.
Bile Bidet. You'll love the way you wipe.
Fuck. Oh, I had a really good joke. Oh, no. It's gone.
Wait. Bile Bidet. You can shit your way. Wipe your...
No. Fuck me. It was when you were saying... Oh, next week we'll have a more solid review of this poop product.
I haven't had a solid review for a while.
Because we'll both have hooked it up by then. The thing is...
We will.
I want to hook it up. I know bidets are for everyone in the house. It's just that if I hook it up, I want to be the only person that uses it. But
that's
I live...
selfish.
With... Yeah, it is. But I'm living with a married couple, and they were like, look, either you hook this thing up or you get it out of my sight because I want to use it. And I was like, oh, no.
It also has a setting for ladies.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, so you can clean your boop-boop, and you can also switch it and clean your whoo-whoo. If you have a whoo-whoo, you can go ahead and... sanitize that. You ever accidentally drink on your at Arby's?
No.
It's going to be something like that.
God, you're a disgusting human.
I should probably bleep all of that, too.
No, yeah, actually, yeah.
I'll bleep that.
You ever spill your drink on your bleep bleep?
Just,
bleep.
I'm gonna, yeah, bleep so much of that that no one will know it is. That's just for us, Chad.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, guys, check out Bile Bidet on Twitter and BileBidet.com. We're going to set them up and we'll let you know how that goes. But thank you to Bile Bidet for sending both of us Dad Bod Boys a Bile Bidet.
Yeah, far too kind and maybe a bit too generous because we do not deserve the... anything free. Our podcast is terrible.
However,
and it has a small following.
Bidets are on brand for us.
Yeah, no, because we have a shitty podcast. It's real right.
Chad, how the hell was your long week?
Oh, baby. Boy. Let me start. Okay. I did nothing, actually.
Nice.
So, yeah, not right. I think I went to the – it was – my foot still hurt until, like, Thursday. So, I mean, I, like, still wasn't walking super well. We, like, went – we went to get some like food on Tuesday, and I was like, I can do this. I could walk, and it was horrible. Like Yeah. So like we went to this like kind of like food truck place. Me, Eric, and Elijah, by the way, we went to this food truck place. Also, it's been really. I feel like I'm their child. It's
kind of like, welcome to my world.
No, yeah, no, seriously. It's like I live with a married couple, and like they are so gracious about everything. And it's like, honestly, the only time, like, Eric's gotten mad at me one time, and it's because I didn't answer my phone when he got home, and I didn't let him in because my phone was charging. I just wasn't by it. And he came up and was upset. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, hey, it's okay, man. I understand. And you're busy doing nothing all day. It's hard to answer your phone. No, that's how passive, like, well, he's not passive aggressive. He's like aggressive, but he does it in a way that seems passive sometimes. And it's one of my favorite things. Gotcha. But,
holy hell.
Yeah, no, anyway, I finally understand what it's like to be you. It's horrible also.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But no, it's not too bad. It's like but yeah, like, so every time they do anything, they're like, you want to come? And I'm like, do you guys just want to, you know, like, go alone, like you're a couple, you know, again? So I don't have to third wheel with you, you know, for like the, because I go with you everywhere. I feel weird sometimes.
Tricycling action.
Yeah, no, but see, they do not care. It's weird. I'm like, you guys, do you even love each, like, do you want to hang out with each other? Are you sure? No, funny. They have a lot of alone time too. I hear it, and they wrestle at night sometimes. Yeah, but
that's weird.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I've actually never heard them wrestling, so that's a plus for me. Yeah,
you only hear them having sex.
What? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I've never heard them wrestling. I have heard a lot of sex noises out of that room. Much like you. Anyway, yeah, it's not as, but it's less weird for me because it's not my brother, so that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you lived under their room, that is the fun.
I used to literally fall asleep with headphones on. That's why my Bose headphones are so jacked up right now. They're just broken.
That is my favorite. My absolute favorite thing.
Never it's wanted horrible. To be deaf before in my life. Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway, yeah, so we go to this food truck place. It was a struggle. The food was really good. There was, like, a Brazilian food truck. I got it was, like, some kind of rancheros. It was, like, top cab sirloin and bottom cab sirloin. I don't know what cab means, but that's what it said on the menu. And then some, like, black beans, which were good. There's so much good food here. It is incredible. Like, you can go anywhere. We went to, there's a place called Milto's. We were drinking on Saturday, and my foot was still a little sore, but not bad enough that, like, I couldn't walk decently. And we're like all kind of drunk. We go to this place called Milto's, which is usually where we order pizza from because they deliver to the apartment complex. But we went to there, and it was so uncrowded on a Saturday night at, like, 6:30 p.m. I was like, maybe this place actually sucks, and we've only had it when we're drunk. But it's weird. It's like they have, like, a lot of Greek food, and they have a ton of pasta, and they have pizza. It's weird.
Wow. I'm on board.
They have so much – they have such a large menu. But – so we go there, we get some food. I get some, like, some kind of Greek thing that has, like, feta and spinach in it, and it's like a pastry, and it's like feta loaded. Wop. And then some, like, cheese bread. A what?
Nothing. That was a bad joke.
Oh.
Oh, geez, Al frickin' Pete. Sorry about that.
I thought you were like playing music because you made a bad joke.
No, I really need to have like that Charlie Brown.
I want you to have a keyboard and like start like.
I need a
like
sound
we're thing. Shitty radio DJs.
Yeah,
in, like,
well, I kind of am.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but I mean like the douche.
The douche.
All right. We need a third party to start producing our shows as we're recording, and that you can add in. So apply at thedadpodcast.com for that position. So anyway, we go to this place called Milto's. We get two pizzas. One's like a meat lover's basically, and one's like it's like pesto cheese, but then Elijah always adds chicken. It's very good. We just eat a lot here. And yesterday was Labor Day and we grilled out. I went to the grocery store and spent $50 on meat, and I got like beef short ribs.
Oh.
Listen, if anyone doesn't live in the South, which is most of our audience now that I think of, actually everyone who listens to this besides me lives in the South, or like the North, I think. So
right.
Maybe except for Jack, baby boy Jack from Rogue Riffers. He's in Florida.
I love that. Big Daddy J.
Yeah. I don't know if they have
grills.
Yeah, I don't know if they have HEB in Florida, but there is it's basically like a Walmart or like it's like a Meijer, but better.
Does this stand for automatic grill boys?
No, it's HEB.
Oh. Okay, can't think of an acronym for that.
Yeah, dumbass. Maybe listen better. No, I can't. My ears, they only do... I was born this way.
Dick heard it in the thing.
HEB was started by a man named Herman Edward Butts. So we call it the Butts store. But,
I'm sorry, real quick.
Yeah, go on.
I meant to be doing a bit this entire time. So I bought a box of Bean Boozled. Hear that?
Yeah.
You ever heard of this?
The kids
are doing this. The kids, okay, so there's a bunch of different jelly beans in here, but every color has a good version and a bad version. You don't know till you put it in your mouth. So
it's Birdie Bots every flavor beans.
Yeah, so over the course of this episode, I'm going to be picking out some random beans, putting them in my mouth, and telling you if they're the good or the bad. So this one could be either rotten egg or buttered popcorn. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. It's going to be rotten egg.
Wow, that is horrible.
Yeah, well, you did it to yourself.
That's straight up rotten egg.
Well, Cameron, that's what they say the flavor's going to be. You got to be
put
prepared.
It back in.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, wait, no, that's buttered popcorn.
Oh, that's just bad.
Okay. No, it's rotten egg. That's definitely rotten egg. That's bad. Okay, I'm good. Sorry. Go ahead. HEB.
What the fuck just happened? Okay, whatever. Yeah. moving on. Yeah, so Herman Edward Butts started this store. It's just a convenience store. Way back in the day, it became this giant Meijer-esque thing for you northerners, and now it's HEB, and it's the most beautiful. It's stacked with everything good, and they have like all of their own stuff, like, you know, Walmart has like Great Value, Meijer has like their own, HEB has their own like product of everything, but it's better than it's incredible. Yeah, so I went to HEB, I spent $50 on meat. I got some beef short ribs. I got Eric and Lige had some chicken. I got chicken sausage with spinach and feta. It's basically a bratwurst,
baby.
But it's chicken, which is I've never had that before. But yeah, and then some beer brats, just classic, and also these jalapeno popper thingies. and I'm trying to use my photographic memory to remember what else was on the grill, and that was it. But we just had a lot of meat.
That sounds like amazing. A lot.
Yeah, and we ate it. It was probably like 4 pounds of meat, and like we ate all of it throughout, like from when we cooked, which was like 3 or 4, and then we all went to bed at like 9:30 or 10. So yeah.
Grill days are the best, just, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love a good grill day. It was great. So yeah, I super nothing week. I didn't really do anything, but yeah, Labor Day was cool. How was your week, baby boy?
Well, I'm just gonna dive right on into it.
It's time for Date with a Dad Bod.
I love that music. While the music's playing, this is either toothpaste or berry blue. And I'm fine with either. Oh, no. Maybe I'm... That's definitely toothpaste, but that is delicious.
Mm. Ew.
Nope, I love this. Wow, I feel like so refreshed in my mouth.
Please stop eating the toothpaste. Mm. The toothpaste bean.
Dude, I feel like I could do this and brush my teeth every day, except this is mostly sugar.
Yeah.
That wow. Would, yeah. So far, I've been bean boozled two times. All right, guys. So my week was also pretty lame for the most part. Hurricane Harvey is a horrible boy.
Yes.
He's been doing horrible things. And we definitely got some rain from there. I mean, nothing like devastating at all, but, so I just want to preface that by saying I'm not complaining about what we got from Hurricane. I'm just stating that there was rain, and I was supposed to go to Live on the Green on Thursday, which is that downtown concert series in Nashville. I went last week with Sophia, and I'm supposed to meet her again this week. So it's raining, and I'm texting her on my way down there, and she's like, yeah, I'm slammed at work, but like, and it's disgusting out, but if I get everything done for you, I'll come out and be there. And I'm like, cool. So I'm excited. I'm like, man, rain can't stop me. I'm having a great day. I had a pumpkin spice latte that morning. And I get to the venue. I park in the parking garage, pay $5 to do so. I walk up the stairs out of the parking garage, and as soon as I step out of the door into the venue, a security guard taps me on the shoulder and goes, nah, get back in the garage. And I'm like, why? And then the tornado siren started going off.
Oh, my God. And I think you told me that, yeah.
I Snapchatted Chad, and I'm like, Chad, I was supposed to hang out with Sophia tonight, but as soon as I got to the venue, tornado sirens started going off. I hate my life. I hate my life. So I'm standing under a bridge. Under the bridge downtown. And it's raining. It's raining like crazy. And the tornado sirens are going off. And I'm like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? I can't get home. 65 was backed up so bad from people fleeing the city because they don't know how to drive in rain. Also, yeah. It was a tornado warning. It should have been a watch. There was no circulation anywhere.
Tennessee, you do the weather, too, so you know. Yeah,
they're babies. Indiana, they have no idea. So I'm just standing there pissed off because I was wanting to just hang out. But it ended up working out, and here's why. I was texting Sophia, and I'm like, I'm a curse to this place because it's storming like crazy, and I'm really bummed. And she's like, you're not going home yet, are you? And I'm like, nah, there's no way I can make it home. And she's like, well, you're welcome to like swing by my work and hang out a little bit. Like, I can put you to work if you don't mind like doing like boring office stuff. And I was like, no, I'm down. So what ended up happening was I got to hang out with Sophia and a friend of hers for like 6 hours. Stuffing envelopes for this mail out for like the record label she's interning at, and we listened to like mid-2000s rock, like everybody from like Good Charlotte through All American Rejects and Blink 182.
Oh God,
it was awesome. and some 41. This is either coconut or spoiled milk. And, oh my gosh. That's exactly what spoiled milk tastes like.
Uh-huh.
How do they harness that and put that in a damn jelly bean?
Of all the bits, this is my least favorite, I gotta say.
I could grab a DVD and read the back of it if you want me to.
I'm just kidding.
So it was actually, it ended up being really, like, fun. Like, we had a good time, and that friend was cool. It wasn't the one that hit on me. This friend didn't ask me out on a date.
Good.
Oh, that was a big old thunder boy. I wonder if the mic picked up on that. If not, there was thunder. So I ended up, like, leaving her office at, like, 1 in the morning. And it was still raining, and it rained all the next day. So Live on the Green didn't happen again. So instead, that night, I was already downtown, and I didn't think to look at the website to see that it was canceled. So yeah. I was downtown, and my friend Mitchell was like, hey, you want to come drink? And I'm like,
uh-huh.
And then I found one of my new favorite bars in East Nashville.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went there last night. But yesterday, I texted Sophia. This is definitely a juicy, or a lime instead of lawn clippings. So that's good. I finally got one.
Yeah, be happy.
So I texted Sophia on Sunday and was like, hey, do you have tomorrow off? Because I do, and I was hoping you'd like grab lunch with me or something. I'm trying real hard, guys.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, totally, that'll work. So the place I wanted to go was closed for Labor Day. So instead we went to the new Frothy Monkey location in North Nashville.
Ooh.
And so I texted her in the morning. I'm like, hey, so this one place is closed. Would you want to go here? And she's like, yeah, that sounds good. And I'm like, cool, I'll pick you up at like 12:30. And she's like, can it be closer to 1? Because I'm super hungover. I'm like, yeah, nice. I can pick you up closer to 1. And she just told me about her crazy college night, and we got coffee and just sat and talked for like 3 hours, and we're going to Chattanooga this Saturday to the Tennessee Aquarium, and I'm so freaking stoked.
Two things.
Yeah.
Number one, you remember your crazy college nights?
Yeah, nothing compared to...
I was joking. Remember when we went to Indiana Wesleyan University?
Together. And, oh, shit. Yeah. I spilled my jelly beans.
Remember when we both went to Indiana Wesleyan University and we had crazy nights where we would stay up until 11 playing video games and then go to bed promptly at 11:10 to make sure we were up for class in the morning?
And Brayden's dick was hanging out of his pants.
You remember that time we saw Brayden's dick? That was weird. Wait, actually, I forgot I had seen... I've seen all my friends' penises, I think, for the most part. It's crazy.
That's cool. That's real cute.
Yeah.
What was the second thing?
Oh, yeah, second thing. Chattanooga, it's my hometown, so I'm going to bless you.
Thank you.
I'm going to bless this date. Me and my father went to the Chattanooga Aquarium many a time.
Is it cool? Is it big? Is it nice?
Last time I was there, I was like 9. So, 9-year-old me was like super fucking into it though. So I mean, if that's
what Sophia's really excited, and I'm excited that she's excited, because I feel like this would have been a weird suggestion otherwise.
Yeah.
Hey, you want
to? No, I mean it's cool. Doesn't Nashville have an aquarium?
No, this is the closest aquarium to me.
Weird.
Oh,
well, it is really cool. It's pretty, I think it's pretty big.
Okay, I thought so. We were looking at it online, but I blew her mind by telling her that Indianapolis doesn't have one because she watched Parks and Rec, and there's a whole episode where they go to the Indianapolis Aquarium or talk about it,
yeah.
And there's no such thing.
Yeah, no, that's true, because I watched that episode, and I was like, we have a fucking aquarium? And I was trying to go so hard.
I know.
Yeah, and it did not exist. Like, but I did go to the Children's Museum because I lived like less than a mile away from it. A couple times. God, I miss the Children's Museum. It's the coolest place in Indianapolis, I think, honestly.
It is really rad.
Just like a lot of hot 9-year-olds. I'm sorry. sorry, 90-year-olds. A lot of hot 90-year-olds bringing their grandkids there. That's why I love it so much.
Hot little grandkids.
No. Listen, we can go a lot of places. I don't think pedophilia is the spot for this podcast, though.
This next bean is either canned dog food or chocolate pudding.
Oh, God, I really hope you get canned dog food.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. I'm being bean boozled all over the place.
So, wait, are there exact... So, how many colors are there?
Looks like 10.
So, are there only 20 beans in a box?
No, there's like there's so many.
Oh, so you can either get one or the other for...
You could, that, yeah.
That doesn't sound fun to me. Why don't you just put the good flavors in there?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to be like... trying to be cool. Hello, fellow kids. Trying to be like...
I'm just trying to fit in, you know? Just
trying to fuck. No, I'm just kidding. Our fellow kids.
Well, if things at the Chattanooga Aquarium go well.
I'm just kidding. I'm not looking for that, but I am trying to kiss her for once. Sorry, guys. I haven't yet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Cameron, we all know you haven't kissed her because...
I know.
Because you're a huge pussy.
I so am the biggest. I got the longest labias.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I actually found one of the longest Ledybuzz in the Pokemon game one time. Speaking nice. Of that.
That tastes like grass. That is incredible. That is sugary grass. It's like if you put celery in a bunch of sugar. Oh my gosh. I can't eat these.
I don't think anyone can. I think that's why they make them, which doesn't make sense. So, like, why would someone... This I think that'd bad. Be funny if you bought those and put them in like a jelly beans bowl around jelly Christmas beans time.
Bowl.
Well, my grandma always has like a jelly bean, like around Easter, she always has a jelly bean. There's a bowl full of jelly beans. And that's why I've always hated jelly beans is because, except the Starburst ones are really good. But like,
yeah,
that's
the only kind I like too.
I have never been into jelly beans. They're weird candy.
I don't like them anyway. I don't know why I'm doing this. Commit to a bit. This one is either moldy cheese or caramel corn. I don't like caramel corn.
Caramel corn's pretty good. I wish you could toss that.
I wish I could too. One day.
Yeah. Yeah, one day. One day we'll be doing this podcast. We can reach through the computer screen.
That's just caramel corn. That's not bad. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to... Chad, did you have a date this week?
No.
Okay, then we're going to go move on to Bander Porto here in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
Well, I have some upcoming that I could cover, but...
Okay, you can cover that.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Here at Stuffed Up University, students are exposed to only the finest art, literature, and music. But this summer, there's a new group on campus.
Smells like paint in here.
The Rogue Riffers. They just don't seem to have the same respect for film.
Oh, God, that movie broke me.
You're like Night of the Demons. You can eat it.
Other cultures.
I sort of a vampire.
Okay, so like your wife is a vampire and she wants you to convert to vampirism and you're not sure, so you know you're doing the classes. You know, you don't know if you're gonna do the confirmation.
I don't want to have an adult bat mitzvah.
Music.
The name of the band is Reggie B and the Jizz Whalin' Ya Doggies. The 1996 album Fool's Paradise features tracks like She Does It Real Good, Oh No, Not Again, Did It Feel All Right, and Have You Seen It?
Well, that's, you know.
I feel like that is the concept album that describes a sex act gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, sorry, I was jizz wailing so hard that it flew out the window.
Or even each other.
Are you turds done?
I don't know.
Find them in theaters or in your earphones this summer. You can also go to roguriffers.wordpress.com or search SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Roguriffers are an integral part of the Podratic equation.
Wow, what an ad. Thanks, guys, for that ad. We love you so much. We are, as you may have guessed by now,
Big part of the boys. Podratic
Equation Network. Wait. Oh. Is that what it is, Podratic? Right?
Yeah, the Podratic Equation.
Cut. So we are part...
I got two spoiled milks in a row. Oh, that's terrible.
Stop eating them.
This one has to be coconut, right?
No. Doesn't have to be. Probability probably will.
Spoiled milk again.
Okay, well, never mind.
I'm gonna die.
What if you don't get any coconuts?
I guarantee I won't. That's three.
That's disgusting.
That's three times spoiled milk, and I don't like it.
Anyway, we are part of the Podratic Podratic Equation Network. And we enjoy it. We love everybody that's part of it. We love our little DM on Twitter, even though it's died down a bit with everyone getting busy with school and things like that. That's fine because we know the love is still there. That's why we still do this.
And we appreciate some of you in our community who have checked out the other podcasts, like T-Mom.
Yeah.
Thanks so much because they deserve it. And they're actually like... They're good. They keep a theme, and they're good at it.
Yeah, they keep a theme. We have, like, some kind of running bits that we keep doing. Some of them suck. I don't know why we come back to them, but we do. So that's just what we do.
This one's lime again.
Yeah, speaking of bits that suck. Yeah, so we... I'm an asshole. Okay, yeah. We do enjoy... The Podratic Equation Network, we like, I don't know, it's just fun to kind of like feel like we're not alone in this big podcasting universe, so
it's cool to see.
What'd you say?
We're just a couple other fish in the pond cast.
Oh.
Big old pond cast. You gonna sneeze or you're yawning?
I had a big yawn, sorry.
You're John Rutledging.
What?
Oh, on Friday the 13th, I called John Yawn.
So oh.
I call the Yawn John.
Oh.
Yawn John.
Cool. Okay, yeah, so... anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that's what we do. This, we like being a part of it. Excuse me, number one. And...
Ooh, thunder.
Thank you to our... compatriots at the Podratic Equation for being who you are, because we love you.
We love you so much. That's two kisses for each of you.
I don't think I missed anybody with my kisses.
Just and kiss. Owen, kiss. Come back. Come home.
Yeah, Owen.
We know you have a baby, but we miss you.
Just drop the kid off at a fire station.
Yeah, start making episodes again. We miss Wax On. We really do. And actually, Rogue Rifers hasn't put one out in a while, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of pissed off. We're the only ones that are being consistent. Actually, us and Paths of Glory are the only ones being consistent. So.
I love Paths of Glory.
Gonna need you guys to step it up.
This bean please. Was chocolate pudding, and it might be the most delicious thing I've put in my mouth today.
Yeah, I want to try a chocolate pudding jelly bean. That sounds really good, actually.
I'll send you it in the mail.
No, it's cool. I'm on a very strict diet.
I'm going to address it to 224 Longhorn Pike, Austin, Texas.
Close. Close. We are. We actually live super close to UT's campus. Uh-huh. Like, the football stadium is, like, less than a mile away.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
On game day, you can hear cheers.
Whoa. Here.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like someone's just blasting reruns of Cheers. Chad just grabbed his entire face. He's very upset.
I'm rubbing my temples. I am grasping the bridge of my nose like I just took off my glasses and it made it sore. But I don't wear glasses.
Like a professor who's grading the stupidest kids in class's essay. And he's just running wild with the Oxford comma.
Wait, the Oxford comma is a good thing, though, in my opinion.
Well, then he's completely not using commas.
Comma splices, how about that?
Comma sutra. Speaking of, it's time for Band or Porno!
Look, I don't want to applaud you too much, but that was a fantastic segue.
Thank you so much, BB Boy. This bean could be a rotten egg. It was actually buttered popcorn, but that tastes terrible. Guys, this is the part of the show where I have a list of 15 real titles of a band that has performed on a stage to a crowd of at least 6 people, and... names of adult film industry films that have been viewed by at least 16 sweaty boys. This one might be Dead Fish or Strawberry Banana Smoothie. Here's hoping. Cheers. So I have the list of 15. Chad has to decide which is which. And we tally up. I was wrong. That was straight up barf. I just put barf in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
I'm done with this bit. I'm over it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Over it. I'm done with it.
I did it a couple times.
Oh, that is what...
the whole episode.
That is what vomit tastes like.
Cam, you know what? I have a lot of trouble feeling bad for you when you did this to your goddamn self. Okay, so I'm not going to sympathize.
Why would anyone do Bean Boozled?
Why would... Yeah.
It tastes like vomit.
Really good question.
I have the taste of vomit in my mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
I need to find a green one because it's either lime or lawn clippings. And when dogs are sick, they eat lawn clippings.
Yeah, and then it makes them throw up later. You ever seen a dog eat grass? They always puke.
That's lawn clippings. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm done.
All right, we're going to take a break so Cameron can go...
No, I'm okay.
Drink water.
I'm going to power through it.
And clean his throat out the old-fashioned way.
I want to cry. No. Why did I do this?
Cameron just was brought to tears because he ate a vomit-flavored jelly bean.
I'm so sad that I couldn't commit to the bit.
Some bits you just can't commit to, you know?
And some bits jiggle
a little.
Well,
some bits you shouldn't have committed to in the first place is what I meant to say.
And then you buy a big old fancy engagement ring.
You're going to marry that bit.
Make babies with that bit. Little bit babies.
All right, real quick.
Go ahead and lay it on me.
Read this fucking list to me, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. The first one on our list is Twat Trot Tra-La.
Say that 10 times fast.
No.
Twat Trot Tra-La. Twat Trot Tra-La. Twat Trot Tra-La. Twat Trot Tra-La.
Yes, sir. Sounds like an OJ song.
That is, yeah. I think... That's got to be a band.
Oh, that tastes like puke. It's a band. Oh, no. Oh.
Are you going to throw up on this podcast?
No, that would be the worst. Or the funniest. I can't.
You're going to make Miranda throw up when she listens.
Oh, yeah. Miranda's not been catching up because I've warned her that they've been real weird. Like when we talked about shrimp and lobster sauce.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Juice, juice.
Shrimp heaven now.
Afghanistan banana stand.
Wait, what?
That's
Wait.
The next one on the list.
Oh. That's Let me go with porno.
That's a band.
Okay, damn it. I thought it might be, but I just thought it could be a really weird porno name. I guess is everything on this list. So.
The next one has our word of the day. Once, twice, three times a labia.
Ew. God. Because I know there's a Commodore song that's once, twice, three times a lady.
Right.
I'll go with porno, though.
It is a porno.
Nice.
Anal magic.
Band.
That's a band all day.
Oh, yeah.
Mini pearl necklace.
Band.
That is a band. Yes. But do you know what a pearl necklace is in the sexual world?
I do. That's why I kind of hung on to that band before I finished thinking, am I sure? Yes.
Rimmerama.
Porno.
That is definitely a porno.
Yes.
Much Ado About Shit.
Huh. Much Ado, bitch. Band.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's a band.
Yes.
My Uncle's Asshole.
Band.
Yeah, that's a band.
Thank God.
Okay. Tugboat.
Porno. No. Band.
What's your answer?
Band.
It's a porno.
Damn it. Oh, I should have gone with my gut.
Boop, boop.
Should have gone with my tug, I mean.
That is gut backwards, ladies and gentlemen. Good joke, good joke.
Thank you. Good ECOG, you mean.
New squids on the dock. That's what they should have done for the Splatoon 2 advertising.
Splatoon 2?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck me, right?
Yeah, no, I have no idea what you're talking
about. Eat another bean. I'm not going to.
Please don't. Yeah.
I can't. Not after that barf. That shit cost me $1.49.
Or wait. Sorry. I meant to say band. New squads on the...
New squids on the dock.
On the dock. Yeah. Band.
That's a band.
Okay. Phew. Okay.
Done in 60 seconds.
Porno?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Gone in 60 Seconds?
I used to like that movie a lot. Anyway.
That's what we call bad podcasting. Because I didn't yes and at all. I just watched Chad's face melt.
My dad loved that movie, and then we watched it a lot. So, good movie. Go on.
A please. Horse's Tail.
Porno.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, no.
Wonder what that's about.
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask. What are we doing? What kind of show is this?
This is... We've been doing this for at least 20 episodes.
No, literally... Literally, this show, my time hop said a year ago we released episode one. So happy anniversary, Chad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Whoa. Guys. We've been doing this for a year?
We've been doing this for a year. We should have started the episode with that.
Wow.
Instead, we're still bitching to our fans.
We're not. Oh, the horsetail is it's about a butt plug.
Oh.
Yeah, they put a butt plug in. Looks like a horsetail. So it's probably some furry porn, which is, in nice. My humble opinion, the best form of
easily.
Pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, people wearing animal suits just going to fucking town on each other. It's pretty cool.
It's just animalistic. Animal this dick.
Yeah, no. Okay. It's animal this dick. Motherfucker.
Motherfuckers.
Wait, sorry. I meant to say, yeah, can't. Actually, no. We'll continue this 1 year talk.
Okay. Here soon. Nip drivers.
That is disgusting, but gotta say, band.
That's a band.
Nice.
Nuts can surf.
What? Nuts can surf?
Nuts can surf.
Ugh. I have no idea. Porno.
Tasted like barf. It's a band.
Damn it.
And the last one on our list, Chad. You've only missed three. You've been doing really well lately.
Yeah, I don't know. I just something clicked in my head, and I just know stuff now.
May the foreskin be with you.
It's a porno.
That's a porno. Chad, you got 12 out of 15. And that's how we do band or porno here on the Dad Podcast. Tell your mom, tell your friends, tell your grandma to listen every week at to band or porno.
If I ever do get 15 out of 15, are we really going to stop this bit?
I don't think we can.
Yeah, I know. It's actually the best thing we do.
I want to know what would happen if you got all 15?
I don't know. I think we either have to start a band together or a porno together, so it's your choice.
Oh, my gosh. No, let's let the audience decide. You know, Zach and Mary make a porno. Chad and Cameron make a porno.
Oh, my God. No.
Yes. We should just do like that anyway.
I meant like you direct or something. No. I don't mean we bang each other.
We don't have to. No, we'll use the magic of cinematography to make it look like we bang each other.
I'm imagining doing some Parent Trap shit with like a camera. Like just filming me or you naked, thrusting the air, and then me or you naked, looking like we're taking thrusts, and then putting those two together.
Well, we'll back and forth. We're an equal opportunity lovers.
My father listens to this. Let's move on.
My dad might too, but he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, mine doesn't either, but I know that he does, and that, you know, it doesn't censor me all the time, but sometimes, like when I'm talking about banging my best friend, yeah, I think I should probably.
That's the American dream.
Banging my best friend of the same sex, which some people who are older don't really dig that. I'm totally fine with it. I'm not into it, but I'm saying if that's you, that's you. That's cool.
We can call the video Banging My Best Friend, the Dad Podcast story. Or Dad Bod's Bumping Ugly 6.
Let's keep brainstorming. I like that one.
Thank you.
Bumping Uglies. Who the fuck thought of that? Who said, me and Martha tonight be bumping some uglies. That'd be someone with very low self-esteem and low standards to say bumping uglies. Or someone really mean said two ugly people were bumping uglies. Either way, it's very weird. Is it an idiom?
Probably.
I don't remember what idiom is.
I'm Googling it right now.
Colloquialism? No, that's like
colloquial is the thing that birds poop and pee out of, right? Oh, I'm sorry, no. That's a cloaca.
that, okay. Well, today I learned.
Bumping uglies. it's loading.
I'm waiting.
Since the dawn of time, man has found new and creative ways to avoid saying the word sack. But what exactly... Get away, you stupid ad. But what exactly has inspired people to invent ridiculous terms like boink, bump uglies, and smoosh? oh, are they going to make me... Okay, so in the 1980s, these were the most popular phrases. Knock boots with.
Knock boots, that's good.
Boink. Do the humpty hump. And bone.
Let me interrupt real quick.
Uh-huh.
Me and Eric, who I live with right now, whenever we're kind of drunk, we say we're boinky boinked. And that just made me think of it.
That's funny.
Whenever he's messed up, he's like, I am real boinky boinked right now.
That's adorable. It sounds like the sound that Tigger's tail makes.
Aw. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's cute. That's or a little cute. Pig's tail.
Yeah.
In the 1990s, the most popular terms were getting jiggy with, get your freak on, and bump uglies. The origins on the term bump uglies, according to slang experts, might credit it to House of Pain, which referenced it in 92 on the track Feel It. The line goes like this. And let's get down to do the nasty, freaky, funky, stinky, junky. Let's bump uglies in the nighttime between the sheets. It's possible the members of House of Pain just started rattling off synonyms and landed on the phrase in question. Or someone might have noted that genitalia isn't that pretty before Feel It dropped. Hopefully some noble linguist is on this very important case. Oh my gosh, they actually listed Netflix and Chill in the 2010s. That's funny.
Okay.
And smang it! Young homo! Let me smang it, girl.
Smash it and bang.
I hate you. Okay. I forgot. Hey.
Yeah, baby.
We had a bit that we were going to start doing a couple weeks ago that I completely... it slipped my mind until a couple minutes ago.
What's the bit?
I don't remember. We're going to call this bit Best of Craigslist.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, well, literally, Craigslist does have like a best of thing. But to save you the time of looking at it, every week I am going to be finding... just a weird Craigslist ad. So I found this one. Some people may have seen this one on Twitter. That's where I originally saw it. But this is from this is from the solar eclipse, so a couple weeks back.
Okay.
This guy posts, wanted, woman who wants to conceive child during totality eclipse in Oregon.
Go
yeah,
on.
It's already good. I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure. Ooh, sounds like a white nationalist.
Oh my gosh.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal. Did Trump's doctor write this? I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts. Period. To join me, dash, to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. Exact place not set. If we have chemistry, I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening. Holy that God. Is the grossest way to talk about sex when you're talking with a stranger.
Yeah, he should have said bumping uglies.
Yeah, I would like to make love with you.
I'll personally. Make love just... to you when the moon is in front of the sun.
When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution. We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe, period, full of love, dot, dot, dot.
Wow.
You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide, while we climax and experience totality and conception, is okay with me.
Sounds like something straight out of The Office.
That is very, very bad. Yeah, so just be expecting these week in, week out. It's been really fun looking for them, I'll tell you that. But
that's incredible. I'm so happy that exists. I wonder if that guy got some action. I wonder if he smooshed.
Smooshed. That's disgusting.
I know. But that one's more realistic.
Yeah,
not
it's
just
true.
Smushing against one another. I mean, I assume that's it, right?
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, I don't know. I wonder if any of these ads ever get answered, though. You know, like, has...
I guarantee that guy laid someone. Someone was into that.
I just found a really good one for next week. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. You'll have to tune in next week to hear it, though.
Yeah, folks. Also, we covered this some, but we've been doing this for a year.
A year? Can you believe it?
Wait, so we released our first episode. The one that we put up on SoundCloud is a year old?
Yes.
Wow.
Prayers for Pigpen is a year old.
Wow. I can't.
Yeah, it was 1 year ago today.
That's insane, man. I can't believe we've been doing this for a year. That's cool.
Guys, we've made it a long way. We couldn't have done it without you and Bio Bidet. Mostly you.
Yeah. Exactly 1 year later, we're sponsored. Look at that.
That's crazy. We did
That's
it,
what time
Chad.
Will do.
Looks like we can quit now, so...
Yeah, did we have a hate mail, actually?
We actually do have two mails. Are we ready to...
go on, Porky. Continue.
We ready to move on to the hate mail, you think?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Super. All right, well, I will read the one from our boy Bo, if you want to read the one from T-Mama.
I shall.
Guys, thanks for actually listening and sending us some mail this time.
Thank you for the love of Christ.
Taylor, you always
We have needed this.
And I appreciate that. But
yeah. Taylor always answers the call. That's why we love her the most.
Bo writes to us and says, it's good to hear from Bo again. He always has some really good lines.
He does.
Bo subjected, I can still taste vomit in my mouth, by the way. Bo,
that was the subject line.
That
I was like,
funny.
Wow, that is strong mail. Yeah.
The subject line reads, the Juice Land episode was bad, dot, dot, dot. And the body reads, dot, 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 if you have the same backwards vocabulary possessed by one Michaels Jackson.
Michaels.
Hello, BBs. I know you desire hate mail, but last episode warranted none in my humble opinion, a.k.a. the only one that matters. Oh, balls. Yeah. Everyone's being nice again.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Stop being nice. Jesus.
First off, fun fact, I was in that exact same sitcom camp. Those were the seventh grade days for ya boy, and I remember I had about 0.15 seconds of FaceTime in the final product. Yeah, dude. I did not know you were there. That's so crazy. Dude, that's so weird. What a small world. I would say I probably ran into you at some point,
I was going to say, well, you're both from Wabash County, so it makes sense.
That's true. I wasn't in Wabash a lot, though, at that time.
Yeah, yeah. Marion. Whatever. Whatever, dude.
But honestly, okay, I would say I probably ran into you at some point. You're fine. But honestly, John D'Aquino was about the only person I was with that week. Humble brag. And then there are some people I don't remember the names of, so who knows? If there is any point in the podcast that deserves some hate, here we go. It was the 20 minutes spent discussing brown human waste, as opposed to crap, which is typically the entirety of your podcast. There it is! your boy nearly threw up in his car when Chad uttered the phrase, Hershey squirts. your story about Selena, in parentheses, best name, real or fake in the world. Oh, I forgot to mention, I forgot to say Selena that entire time.
It's fine.
I should start making up a new S name.
Yeah, that's it. That'd be funny. Yeah, just a new name every time.
Everyone would be so confused. Well, maybe they wouldn't because I just said that. But anyway, your story about Selena and her friend was V good. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Very happy for you, and I look forward to the wedding pictures or the invite, but I'm just assuming. Oh, gosh. Oh, Bo. Take it slow. Slow, Bo.
Slobo.
Chad, wonderful dream about Seinfeld. Thanks for sharing. Also, relate on a spiritual level to your difficulty with certain Office references. I, too, have viewed The Office numerous times, and people, probably the same people, are very incredible at making obscure references that I don't understand, reminding me who the true fans are.
Always.
More King of Queens than Mike and Molly is the greatest way I've ever heard that situation described. Oh, thank you, Bo. My goodness, that was incredible. You should copyright that statement. I was proud of that joke.
That was really good.
I might put that in my stand-up if I ever do that.
Oh.
Ooh?
No, okay. Well, after these mails, I just want to say one more thing. Go on.
This episode was the best from you I've ever heard, and I found myself laughing hysterically numerous times all by myself while listening, which rarely happens for me, and it made me feel V-good. That makes me feel V-good, man.
Yeah, I feel V-good
about that. Wow, I'm so glad. Well, sorry about you this shit show of an follow-up. unfortunately, I believe you're at a crossroads. If you want hate mail, never make an episode like that again. If you want success, make every episode like that. It only took you 48 freaking episodes, side note, a full year, which translates to a lot of freaking time. But I think you have found your groove in the podcast world. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, Bo. Thank you, Bo. Gosh dang it. You're gonna make me cry.
Bo, that was really nice of you. Thanks. Yeah, so I'm going to read this one from our girl T-Mama, who always answers the call for hate mail.
Chat's eyes look very pretty right now.
Thank you. I yawned, so they're watery. Yes. who always answers the call for hate mail, except for the 2 weeks before this.
Mal loves it when I hit on you.
True. No, it's, yeah, Mal loves a lot of weird things about this podcast. Mostly the podcast is what confuses me that she likes. But, yeah. Excuse me. I had to burp. And now, subject line reads, this is going to be a long again. This is going to be long again. And not sorry about it. Well, okay. She goes on to say, I need to start by saying that I think I peaked in terms of hate mail when I called you boys taint or tots. Oh, I forgot about that one.
That was really good.
So I don't know what else I can do here. But I'll do my best. And hey, you should appreciate that I wrote anything to you heathens because no one else is. It's not hate mail, SpongeBob meme.
Yes.
Chad, comma, this is weird. I, comma, too, comma. Stop saying comma. Chad, this is weird. I, too, woke up one morning and my ankle was a teensy bit swollen and stiff. However, this was in college and it was in the morning. And it was the morning of a cross-country race, which I proceeded to then run. So, in conclusion, if I can run a 3.1 miles with a sprained ankle on uneven grassy terrain, you can walk. Stop hopping everywhere, you know, good rotten four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, there's nothing wrong with that one, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, wow, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh.
And you think... Wait, that is from...
My gosh.
That's from Christmas Vacation. And you think when people are nice to you that they're plotting against you? Who do you think you are? Caesar? You aren't that important. And why should Caesar get to stop around like a giant while everyone tries to not get smushed under his big feet? I mean, people like Brutus just as much as they like Caesar. And where did it become okay for one person to become the boss of everything, huh? Because that is not what Rome is about. We should totally just stab Caesar. What is that from?
Mean Girls, you uncultured swine!
Yeah. Okay, look, Bo just talked about how we both don't get obscure references. Okay, sorry.
No!
That's not obscure, that's pop culture. My ankle was not a teensy bit swollen. It blew up like a fucking hot air balloon.
Like
it was
Violet
not...
when she turned violet.
It was like my ankle was swollen and then my whole foot was swollen and I couldn't even put my foot on the ground without being in pain. So I'm very offended about that. Anyway, Cam.
Yes.
Tuck Everlasting is in fact a movie and Alexis Bledel is in it, not Anne Hathaway. You uncultured slug. You got to get your shit together, BB. You're going to be an uncle soon, and my head and my heart hurts for that poor little BB girl because she didn't get to choose who her uncle is, and she got stuck with a blob boy. You say your car is dirty, sticky, and full of trash, so its name is Cam. Yes. That's good.
I also need to say
that I am extremely disappointed in you, Cam. The phrase, "she lingered," was said, and you missed an opportune time to play linger. And I am disappointed in myself because when Chad said opportune, my mind immediately went opperpoon, am I right? I hate myself. And Chad, you are literally living in an episode of Always Sunny, particularly the episode where Charlie Mack and Dennis try to find guys to hang out with them in their party mansion, and they hand out invitations that are supposed to be biceps but look like a penis. I love that episode. And I swear, if I'm the only gosh dang person who sent something in this week, I'm going to have to stop sitting in hate mail because I can't keep carrying your show. LOL kidding. I do have a full-time job. Wait, one more thing, I promise. I was playing Pokemon Red last night and came across a Snorlax, and I decided that is Chad's spirit animal. Cam's a Slackoth from Ruby and Sapphire.
Nice reference.
Bye. Brackets. Is this how Chad's date texted? From Kylie. Yeah, that was how she texted with all the... with the extra letters. It was terrible.
Wow. There's also, so much detail in that hate mail.
I don't like that I'm compared to Snorlax. If I'm any Pokemon, it's probably Blastoise. Just saying.
Blast Boys.
You know me, Blast Boys.
Blasting the frick out of those boys.
I'm always blasting them. Blasting their bungholios, am I right? I'm not gay. So. <thank
you for that. Holy hell. Thanks for the hate mail, Taylor and Bo. Guys, if you want to send your hate mail, you can do that to hoyweave@gmail.com. Get a part of the episode. We read everything that is sent to us, no matter what. So.
No matter what.
There you go. Chad. What were you going to say? It was something along the lines of...
Yeah, so when you mentioned stand-up...
Yes, that's it.
I'm going to make my stand-up debut here soon, so I just wanted to put that out there in the podcast world. Yeah, so pray for me, because it'll be... it's going to be scary. And, like, so I got connected with a guy who does open mics here in Austin. Like, he hosts a couple every week. And I was like, yeah, I'll just check in and see, like, where you're at in the upcoming weeks. Because I've been writing jokes for, like, 4 years. And I think I'd be okay at stand-up.
How are you going to stand if your foot broke?
Yeah, well, it's fine now. But... Oh. Yeah, I'll probably talk about that, actually, so that'll be fun. But, yeah, so the guy, that's when I was talking to him, I was like, actually, well, I have a sore ankle, so I probably won't come to an open mic anytime within, like, the next week. But, yeah, he was like, honestly, most people write jokes for a long time and then don't do it. So if you've been writing jokes, just do it. And then if they get a laugh, keep them. If they get a chuckle, work on them. If they don't get anything, either scrap them or work on them. And that's pretty much what being a comedian is. And I was like, cool.
It's just like dating. If they laugh at your jokes, keep them. If they chuckle, work on them.
Yeah.
If there's silence, leave.
Pretty much. If someone doesn't think I'm funny, though, I know it's like something is inherently flawed with them. I am objectively funny, so there's that.
We're objectively everything. Objectively handsome, objectively funny.
Yes.
Objectively fat. Objectively.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly nice. Allegedly smart.
Allegedly good at podcasting.
No, that's not even alleged. That is false. False information.
Well, guys, we're going to wrap this boy up in a nice tight little bow for you right now. Guys, thanks so much for a year of listening. And we're not leaving, contrary to popular belief. Contrary to what I said earlier. Chad, why is the background of our Gmail a lightning storm in the middle of a plane with one tree? Did you do this?
Yeah, I just picked a cool background one day.
That is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It like made me customize it.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, can we just have a regular fucking account? And they were like, no, that's not how.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, it's a pretty cool pick though. So.
But guys, thank you for a full year. We love doing this. Thanks for the hate mail. I'm never eating beans on this show again. Chad, where can they find you if they want to look at you online and the things you say?
Yeah, so I think I've started to say this every time we do this, but this never works. But anyway, here we go. You can find me on social media at Chad Hoy. That's Chadhoy. And I am on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat with that handle, Chadhoy. Trying to get into the Snapchatting game again. I haven't done it in like a month. Mostly because I feel lethargic and tubby, so I don't want my face on camera a lot, if I'm being honest. But yeah,
that was really raw.
Thanks, man. Just trying to keep it real for our number one listeners. You can find me there. Don't add me on Facebook. I don't want to be fucking friends with a bunch of nerdo losers who listen to this podcast. And then the Dad Podcast has a Twitter, and that is THE_DadBodcast, DadBodcast.
We have a lot of fun with that, so
we
you
do.
Should follow
we do.
That.
Yeah, we. It's like I think it like if we get a little more interaction on that Twitter, it'd be more fun. We do get some, and that's why it's fun.
Yeah, like you. If you're a casual listener and you know all the inside jokes and you also have a Twitter, you should get on there and see what our like more active and vocal listeners say to us.
Yeah, it's usually pretty mean.
Yeah. We get roasted every day.
Yeah, I'm kind of used. It's kind of helped me with my self-esteem, though, because I know because everyone's like super mean, but I know that they wouldn't be mean if they didn't mean it. So now I know that why I have low self-image instead of being like, why do I have low self-image? I'm just kidding. I have a naturally high self-esteem. It's probably bad. Yeah, so I am way too confident in myself. That's why I think that I deserve a hot lady.
Gosh.
Getting raw. We're just getting raw in the last couple minutes.
That was so real. That's why I'm laughing so much.
Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, my gosh. You can find me over at beanboozled.com. I'm just kidding.
God damn it.
Spawn, hashtag ad, hashtag fitlife, hashtag beanboozled. you can find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2. You can also find me on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. I have a lot of fun over there. Last night I went on apparently a very drunken rant, and I didn't know about it until someone like grabbed the video and sent me a chat with it and said, "Take your drunk ass to bed." So you can follow me there.
Guys, you can, if you just can't get enough of our voices, you can find your boy Chad Hoy and myself in our respective musical projects. Chad Hoy on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon MP3, and then my band, quote unquote, Staircase Wit, on all of those as well. Give our music a listen, because we love doing it, and it's just for people to listen to right now. So thank you for the support always. Chad, what do you want the people to do this week?
All right, everybody. This is what I want you to do this week. I want you to go to the nearest Savannah.
Excuse me. It sounded like a lion. Sorry.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what I want. I want you to go to the nearest Savannah. If the nearest Savannah for you is in Africa, then I need you to go to Africa. Because I want you guys to see some rhinos this week. I want you to go out there and just look for some ivory horns. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about my wiener either. I'm talking about real ivory horns on a rhinoceros. So, this week, I want you to go out there. I want you to say hello to some rhinos for me. Because I'm going to be really busy catching up on TV shows before I start work next week. So, just go out there to that Savannah and say hello. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Dad Podcast. We'll be back next Monday afternoon, most likely. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I spilled my jelly beans.